the first reading today, there is one word that we keep hearing being repeated all the time, the word glory or glorious. What does it mean to find glory or to seek or to understand God's gloriousness? Just like when we look at the sun, our own mere eyes can never comprehend how bright is the sun. And if we stare into it for too long, we ourselves will go blind as well, because our human capacity, as well as our physical limitation, our optical perception, can never comprehend its gloriousness. The same thing to God. Even with our best intention, we can never understand God. And even when we die and are in heaven, we can never understand God, because God is infinite and we're finite. We are limited. Yet His gloriousness or His glory continue to shine on us like the sun is radiating its warmness and His ray upon each and every one of us. And we're able to receive as we are capable. God's grace is so unique and it's always beyond our comprehension. God, just like what St. Paul reminded us, that He did not call us because somehow we are better, somehow we are perfect, somehow we are chosen from the rest because we possess some outstanding qualities unlike other people. No. He chose us so that we can be bearers of the good news, and preachers and sharers of that same good news. And what did that good news teaches us? That Christ died for us and gave Himself up for us as expiation for our sins, even when we were sinners, even when we failed to love Him, even when we did not comprehend His love for us or comprehend the self-sacrificial action that He had for us. God's love for us does not depend on our comprehension or our understanding. He has always been faithful. He had continued to give to us that we're able to receive, no matter how small, no matter how big, no matter how deep, no matter how shallow, no matter what our capacity might be. So therefore, let us not get stuck in our legalistic or humanistic interpretation and definition of God, but let ourselves be basked and to receive the greatness of His love as we're able. And that's why Jesus said He did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it, so that we can have freedom to live as we're called to be. Freedom to not be defined by the things of this world or by anyone else, but freedom to live as children of God. Oftentimes, in recent days and in many recent events that are going on, we have allowed ourselves to be defined by our own products, our own liking, our own making. But we have forgotten that we all are already transformed, recreated, and reformed, and continue to be deepened and be changed by God's grace. Do we believe in that? Do we believe in the deeper identity and love that God has for us? Or are we seeking something else? Something that's shallow, something that's legalistic, something that only fulfilled our humanity right then and there, now. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I ask each and every one of us, myself including, to not limit God's love for us and what He can work in and through us, no matter how weak, no matter how small, no matter how limited, no matter what we think we are. Allow God's love to change us with all simplicity of heart, so that we can bear that good news that He loves me. He loves me even at times I cannot love myself. And because of His love, this is my joy. And because I am joyful, I'm able to share that joy that He had loved me to everyone whom I will encounter.